It's been 6 long months. But I'm back. And I'm ready. Are you ready? Welcome back to the Altitude Podcast.
Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz, bringing that new just for you, that real that you can feel. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Altitude Podcast, the show that is all about growth. Make sure you're following me on all major social media platforms, to include Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, the whole gambit. And at the same time, this is the Altitude Podcast. You can download on any app that you choose: Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, any of those. I don't care. Just download as many episodes as you like, because we are about to get on it today. A lot of people are wondering, why did I leave the show? In transparency, I had a lot going on. My grandmother had dementia, and she's still fighting that fight right now. And I had to do my job as her grandson to be by her side. On the other side, I just transitioned from the military and I've just been going through a whirlwind of chaos. So I decided to take a step back to take care of what mattered most. Family. It's all that matters at the end of the day. But what I do know is that when I did decide to step away, I stepped away, and deep down in my heart, I always knew one day I'd be back. And 6 months later, here I am, back on this microphone, welcoming all of you back to the Altitude Podcast. Now, I know, my voice sounds a little bit scratchy, and yeah, it's because your boy got COVID. I'm sitting at the house right now, and I'm trying to recover, but I still committed to giving you this episode, and I like to follow through on what I commit to. So here I am. So I apologize for not having the usual boisterous voice, the loudness, all that good stuff, but I'm here and I'm ready to serve you today with some quality content. So let's get into it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, everybody has a journey. Now, your journey may coincide in minds, but it doesn't make them identical. You will think and make decisions in your lifetime that more than likely, I probably won't. It doesn't make your choices bad. It just means that both of us move in different ways. But that's also why it's important that we understand that everybody's journey is different. Along with every journey being different, there's one factor that subconsciously matters to many people, and that's the results. At the end of the day, doing and achieving are two different things. I'm gonna say that one again for the folks in the back.
Doing and achieving are two different things.
I can win the lottery on a scratch off for $20, right? But you could win $1 million on a scratch off. The results hit completely different. Yet, you and I chose the exact same path. We both went and got a scratch off and prayed for the best. Your best just happened to be better than mine, and I salute you for that. Now stay with me, because I know some of you are probably wondering, what is he talking about? Trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. Just rock with me for now. You see, people are watching your movements closely. And on a funny note, I believe that there are three different types of people when it comes to how we move. Here they are. Number one, there's the people that want to see you go as far as possible. These are your true loved ones. And by the way, loved one does not mean relative. I've seen friends that are more like blood relatives, or at least that's my vision of what a blood relative should carry themselves like. But there's that type of person. The second type of person are those that want to see you fail, but will talk you up as if they want to see you win. So let's ease that one out a little bit. When I talk about this type of person, these are the people that love to see you win, but only as long as your wins do not outshine theirs. And we'll get into that a little bit later on, more in depth. And then there's number three, those that are awaiting for you to shine in a blaze of glory, for you to earn your kill so they can pick the bones that you leave behind. You know what we call those? We call those vultures. These are the people that when you win, they celebrate you, but they solely celebrate you because they know that there's going to be a couple scraps left behind that they can go after because you did the dirty work. Those are the vultures that you need to avoid. We're going to focus pretty much on group two, but these people are more prevalent around us than any other group. You know, the ones that want to see you win, but only as you win at a pace that is convenient for them. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are surrounded by fair weather friends. I promise you that. You may not know it. They might be people that you go out for a drink with. They might be people that you work out in the gym with. They may be people that you're telling your secrets to. Wait,
They might be people you're telling your secrets to.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, based on that logic in particular, I'd like to present you with the following to think about. There are people in your corner that will advise you on how to move. They'll advise you on when a challenge is too big, i.e. when they think the challenge is bigger than you and that you can't do it, even though subconsciously you know you can. There's people that will advise you saying that you just shouldn't do it, not knowing that your blessing is standing right behind that wall that you could easily break through. And then on top of that, those same people will list every reason why you shouldn't do it while framing the discussion to sound like it's from a place of love. It's from a place of care. Don't do that. Don't do it. I've been there. I know what it feels like. It's not going to end well. You're not going to be successful. I mean, why do I need you in my corner if you're the one that's going to bring me down? I understand caring for me. I understand protecting me, but I can also see through the smoke and see when somebody's genuinely not there to see me win because they're too busy worried about how I am going to lose. And it's almost like speaking over me. That's something I don't do. So consider this as your warning shot. If you've experienced any of what I've just said, it may be time to relook your circle and reconsider who you have around you majority of the time. Remember, at the end of the day, 20% of the people should get 80% of the energy, while 80% of the people, it's up to you. I know they say 20%, I'm subjective with it. You may not get any. But anyway, like I said, you may have fair weather friends in your corner. And that's why on my first episode back, I'm ready to speak on the topic of doing it your way. Listen to me. It all doesn't have to be done in one day. But if it can be done in a day, you damn well better get it done. Do it. If it's what makes you happy, if it's what brings pride to you, if it's what makes you feel like you have something to live for, if it's a dream that you don't eventually want, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. So let's just curve into the next topic here. Listen, folks, if you've read my book, Altitude, then I want to take you back and rewind you to a specific comment that may enlighten you a little bit in this discussion. The deathbed is a place of retrospective, but our deathbed's favorite question is simple yet painful. And that question that all of our deathbeds love to ask is what if? That's the question. What if? Now, your mind is going to fill in the blank. And for many people, what if questions are always followed by some sort of regretful predicates that come after it. So here's a couple examples. What if I invested in that small company when I was in college? What if I would have stopped holding a grudge against that family member before they died? Maybe I would have got that peace. What if I stopped hanging with people who I see weren't progressing? You see, the reason for doing interpersonal retrospectives, i.e. you reflecting back on what you've done, is your opportunity to return to the past to prepare for what's coming in your future. But once you've reached that deathbed, ladies and gentlemen, you know for a fact the chances to repair some of those situations become incredibly limited. And a lot of these situations we could avoid if we just did one simple thing. One, and I'm sure if you've read the title, you know what the answer is. If we thought for ourselves and we just did it our way, just do it your way. It's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be pretty. You will have setbacks. You will fail. You will make mistakes along the way. But the least you will be able to say is that you did it your way. You tried. You gave it every ounce of your physical being. And if it didn't turn out, then so be it. It didn't turn out. But if it does turn out, you'll be able to say, I did it my way. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. Will you be able to lay and say, I did it my way? I know it sounds like a simple subject, but for a lot of people, if it was so easy, why can't they do it? And maybe today's subject isn't necessarily for you. I guarantee that you know somebody who it's for. So please, be caring and share this with somebody, because I promise somebody else needs it. My hopes is that they're going to hear me out, or maybe even you. Maybe you'll hear me out. And maybe a piece of you in some of these comments I'm about to make. Maybe you'll elect to do it too. Maybe you'll elect to do it your way. This virus is kicking my butt, so let's go ahead and do this. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. We're going to take a quick break so I can get my mind right. Grab myself a couple hankies, you know, a couple tissues, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to get this started. It's the Altitude Podcast, and I'm back. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's your life. It is your life. That is number one. It is your life. No one can tell you how to live your life. No one can tell you how to lead it. But people can speak from their lives and tell you that obviously what happened in their life is going to happen in yours. And that's not necessarily the case. I can't tell you how many people have missed out on careers, have missed out on opportunity, have missed out on marriages just because somebody else told them that either they weren't good enough or the opportunity that was facing them was not good enough. At the end of the day, it is your life. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Who woke up in the morning and put your pants on? Unless you are still of school age, i.e. elementary school age, which you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast if that's the case. Then 9 times out of 10, you did it yourself. You got dressed yourself. You made your plan yourself. You made the moves yourself. You created the vision yourself. And if that's the case, then there is no reason that you should let somebody else deter you from what it is that you want to do. It's just not the way we move. And you should never allow anybody to get in the way of the goals that are meant for you. Let me give you a scenario. Now, for those that know me, I'm a DC fan. I'm Team Batman all day. But for the sake of this conversation, let's use Thor as an example. So Thor got to wield his hammer, right? So when he wielded his hammer, why did he get to wield it? Because we all know that thing is heavy. So heavy that only a person that is righteous of pure heart is able to wield that hammer. And there's a reason why. Because that hammer was built for a specific type of person. The only other person that we know of that has wielded that hammer is who? Captain America. And if you haven't seen Endgame, I apologize. I know I'm spoiling everything for you. But the point I'm getting at is that there are certain goals, dreams, objectives that you are going to experience in your lifetime that they will only be done by one hand who is pure of mind, that is pure of vision, that is pure of focus, that is relentless, that will not stop until they achieve. So at the end of the day, your life is Thor's hammer. Are you gonna pick it up or not? Woo! Y'all got me. Y'all already got me lit, and I ain't even halfway through this yet. Number one, at the end of the day, it is your life. And at the end of the day, your life is similar to Thor's hammer. It is powerful. It is strong. It can only be wielded specifically by you. And that goes along with your blessings and all that comes with it. Are you willing to pick up your hammer, or are you going to let someone stop you from even making the attempt? So number one, it is your life. Number two, you need to stay true to yourself. That's part of the reason why we have to do things our way. When someone else tells us how to do it, it's not a bad thing, but it's a completely different thing when someone tries to deter you from something that you know is beneficial for you and yours. That's backwards. You don't need anybody in your corner that is going to put their hand up like a freaking hall monitor and say you don't have a hall pass. I am the hall pass. You are the hall pass. Let me through or physically be moved. It is 100% on you. Remember what I said about the deathbed. Eventually, the day will come and you will be able to reflect on every moment where you had an opportunity to be true to yourself. And if you are not true, your mind will do what it has to do. See, I should trademark that. That was a really good one. I'm going to say it again.
If you do not stay true, your mind will do what it has to do.
There are people whose choices haunt them throughout life. I can't tell you how many times I've had ideas for companies that I've wanted to build, how many times I've had ideas for people that I wanted to get involved with. And guess what happened? I either didn't start the company and then years later I saw it on TV, or a person finally hit their stride and I wasn't high enough on the pole to connect with them. Now, that doesn't make them a bad person. It means that I planned poorly and I paid for it. At the end of the day, folks, we got to stay true to ourselves. Number three, a lot of you have unlocked potential that you haven't even touched yet. And you'll never get to touch it if you don't do it your way. I want you to take a moment and genuinely think. I was going to say close your eyes, but I fear, because it's probably 8 a.m. if you're watching it the day of, you're probably driving. So please don't close your eyes. Stay focused on the road. Stay focused on the road. I want you to genuinely think to yourself, what gifts have I known that I have had for years that I never worked on? I'm going to say it again because this is a very, very important point. What gifts do I have that I have not worked on in years? True story. I graduated from Fayetteville State University in 2010. And while I was at Fayetteville State, one of the big things that I used to love to do was dance. I danced everywhere. I danced walking from class, walking to class, to the cafeteria. Every opportunity I got to move, I moved because it was my passion. It was my love. And then guess what happened? When I got in the military, I got told, that's not what officers do. That's not what military professionals do. We don't dance. And lo and behold, here I am now, 14 years later, and my injuries in the military have prevented me from being able to dance at the level that I could 14 years ago. And I probably will not be able to dance the same way that I used to ever again. I'm just kidding. You know, if I really want to get down, I want to get busy, I can get busy. But it's going to take a lot of work for me to get back there. And it's something that eventually I plan on doing. But the message I'm getting at is, if you look back in time to when you were younger, in high school, in elementary school, what were you good at? Were you a good drawer? Were you good at being a leader? Were you just a good friend? Were you good in math and you could have used it towards investing, towards building a business? Were you good with helping people that needed a helping hand to where you could serve as a consultant when you got older? There are so many gifts that each and every last one of us have, and we don't even realize that those gifts can be used right now. And guess what? Because we never chose to go back and to genuinely harness those gifts, now we are sitting in potential purgatory, where all of the potential of the world, all the opportunities, all of the energy, the attributes, the habits that we could have built all sit. But guess what? There's good news, ladies and gentlemen. There's good news. It's all still waiting on you, and you can still choose to go back and to do all of those great things. I just ask that you genuinely look in yourself, look at your potential, frame what you can bring back, and do it. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter if anybody else judges. If they don't have a gavel, they have no business judging in the first place. Don't worry about that. Just focus on you. You deserve it. You should do it because you deserve it. Don't you think the fact that you were selected to come into this world, that mommy and daddy could have made any other child that was within your mother's womb, but yet you were chosen, don't you think that that gives you some sort of birthright, some sort of purpose, some sort of reason to take what you were given and to do something with it? Yes, you have a reason. You have a reason. You have a reason for being here. And in the great words of Eric Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, you owe you. You don't owe anybody else. You owe you. So I challenge you, look internal to yourself, look at you, and figure out how you can add value to a world that needs your ideas, that needs your energy, that needs your focus, that needs your love, your compassion, needs all of that. There may be a million dominoes in line, but it only takes one domino falling for the rest of them to fall too. It only takes pulling one block out of a Jenga for the entire Jenga tower to fall. It only takes one brick to build a building higher. And in the words of my good friend Harrison Gray, just build one brick at a day. That's all you got to do. So in closing, what I'm going to tell you, we're all going to see our ups. We're going to see our downs. We're going to have moments that we regret. We're going to have moments that we celebrate. At the end of it all, when the dust has settled and the smoke has cleared, will you at least be able to say that you put forth maximum effort to get what it is that you want? And if you can say that you did that, I promise you it's a lot better than saying that I was the person that was sitting on the sideline watching. Remember what we talked about before? There's three different types of people. If you listen to another episode that I had out there, there are people that are in the game, there's those that are on the bench, and there are spectators. At the end of the day, don't be a spectator. Be the person that is in the game. If you're not in the game, be the person on the bench that is watching, gaining the lessons learned, latching on to those that are already in the game and scoring points, blocking shots, making tackles, kicking field goals. I want you to look at the entire perspective of whatever game it is that you plan on entering, to include whatever professional industry you decide on joining. Or maybe you want to build your own. You do that. I don't care how you make your lane. All I ask is that you get the car, the keys, you turn it on, and you put your foot on the accelerator. That's all I ask of you. In the great words of Frank Sinatra, regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw through it with no exemption. I plan each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and much, much more. I did it, and I did it my way. Thanks for tuning in again, guys. I love y'all. You brought me back. I'll see you again soon. I've been your boy, K Fitz. Welcome back to the Altitude Podcast.